Unless you've been trapped in a coal mine, you may have noticed that this is an election year. We're less than 2 weeks from Michigan's statewide primary. Once we get through that, we may have a few weeks before the airwaves are again dominated by commercials for various candidates for various offices. I've been telling you about some of these, and I expect to be talking more about them before November. But I was thinking that three of the most potentially interesting leaders in the state are not on the ballot this year. They're all women. All young, charismatic, intelligent, competent, and highly educated. They also all happen to be Democrats, but that's almost a coincidence. Republicans have some rising women leaders as well, two of whom, Lisa Postumus Lyons and Tanya Schutmacher, are running for re-election to the legislature. But here are three women to keep your eyes on for the future. Jocelyn Benson, the dean of Wayne State University Law School, has an amazing resume. She has degrees from Harvard Law School, Oxford University, and Wellesley College. She's worked as an investigative reporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center. She's written a well-reviewed book on secretaries of state and, 4 years ago, was a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State in Michigan. She lost, but ran far ahead of the rest of the ticket. But what's most remarkable is that she's just 36 years old, the youngest woman ever to head any law school. However, a woman who's technically one of her bosses is also highly impressive. Sandra Hughes O'Brien, known as Sandy, was elected to the Wayne State Board of Governors 2 years ago, getting more votes than any other candidate that year. She's a successful estate planning attorney. What makes her unique is that, despite her name, she's Hispanic and very active in mentoring college-age Hispanic students, especially women. I've known her for years because she, her husband, and three kids often sit behind me at Detroit Tigers games where she talks to Miguel Cabrera in perfect Spanish. There was some talk of running her for lieutenant governor this year. My guess is that in the future, she'd be a compelling candidate for just about anything. Finally, one of the office holders who impresses me most is another high-powered woman in her late 40s who, as far as I know, has no interest in running for other office. Bridget McCormick, a highly regarded law professor at the University of Michigan, was elected to the Michigan Supreme Court 2 years ago, also leading that field. Though she's a Democrat, her opinions, whether in the majority or dissent, have not been notably partisan at all. When I once asked her to explain her reasoning in a case, she not only did so, she defended the thinking of her colleagues who decided the other way. My belief is that she's helped make Michigan's highest court not only less partisan, but a far more collegial body than it has been. There are those who say we no longer have leaders who can inspire us. I'd say, keep your eyes on the women I've just described.